Risk identification and categories of risks. In general, risks can arise from internal or external sources and from natural or man-made sources. To complete a profile of an organization's risks, the organization's external environment, its internal processes, its supply chain, and its workforce must be examined. To ensure completeness, the process of identifying risks usually includes multiple perspectives: customers, supply partners, operations supervisors and workers, financial executives, human resources, information technology, and facilities managers. A variety of techniques can help identify sources of risk, including analysis of historical records, research into the experiences and actions of comparable organizations, internal surveys, interviews with key leaders and consultants, and focus groups. For example, the purchasing department, team employees on
the shop floor.
Supply chain mapping is discussed elsewhere as a way to design a supply chain network to minimize the network's complexity and ensure its efficiency and effectiveness. But the process can also be used to identify a comprehensive set of supply chain risks specific to that supply chain and its nodes and links. Some tools will enable simulations of the supply chain, which can reveal bottlenecks, points of special vulnerability, and so on. Operations risks. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary provides categories to use in describing operations risks: external, environmental, technical, and organizational. Exhibit 5-16 lists examples of operations risks in each category. Note that risks can be both positive and negative. For example, under organizational, there could be an opportunity to develop or acquire new cutting-edge skills that will improve the organization's future competitive advantage. Exhibit 5-16, examples of operations risks. Supply chain risks. The supply chain network is vulnerable to multiple sources of risk. Natural events, such as storms that can affect operations capacity, for example, preventing workers from reaching sites, cutting off power, destroying resources. Technical problems, such as software malfunctions that disable a production line or communication among suppliers. Forecast inaccuracy, which can result in lower inventory turns and increased risk of obsolete inventory. Price increases due to competition, decreased supply of raw materials, or changes in exchange rates. Loss of intellectual property. Loss of real property / value through system hacking and theft, both internal pilfering and diversions, and external hijacking. Loss of reputation caused by unsustainable behavior by a supply chain partner, for example, a supplier who is violating labor or environmental laws. While all supply chains possess risk, global and very complex supply chains possess even higher degrees of risk. This is compounded by the difficulty in identifying those risks because of geographical distances, import and export customs requirements, and unfamiliarity with local cultures. Legal and regulatory compliance risks. There are several types of legal and regulatory risk in a supply chain, including the following. Compliance risk. Supply chains must comply with the laws and regulations of the country or countries where they maintain operations. An example is labor conditions in developing nations, where unethical and illegal working conditions may be more common. There may also be requirements to comply with international or industry standards. For example, ISO 27001 Information Security Management System addresses cybersecurity, physical security, and environmental security. It may be mandated for the organization's industry, by the organization internally, or an organization may mandate this of its suppliers. Contract risk. Financial or reputational damage may occur when an organization or one of its business partners fails to follow contractual obligations. Trademark/patent infringement. Misusing intellectual property, infringing on a patent, or using a trademark without authorization may result in financial and legal damages to an organization. Being the victim of this practice can result in loss of market share and a poor return on expensive investments in differentiation. Bribery and corruption. Bribery and corruption risk may occur not only due to the actions of a given organization, but also due to actions taken on an organization's behalf by other parties. Non-compliance with laws and regulations can result in various costs, including financial penalties and other fines. Increased legal costs. Productivity loss associated with increased inspections. Forced closure of operations. Corporate reputation harm and associated financial losses. Companies that have legal departments will rely on those departments to stay abreast of changing laws and regulations and determine how to best share information on these changing laws throughout the organization.